In Minneapolis, Minnesota, I'm Sheila Regan. When students in the U.S. begin learning music, one of the first things they are taught is the concept of time signatures, like 3/4 time, 4/4 time, or 6/8 time, where the top note indicates the number of beats, and the bottom note lets you know the beat's value, like whether it's a quarter note or an eighth note. Katy Perry's pop song, Firework, is in 4/4 time. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 3/4 time is another common Western time signature used in waltzes. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Things get more complex when you realize that time signatures are a relatively new concept in the history of music.
I'm Hanki, and I'm a music student at U. My focus is on music theory, and I'm also an organist as well as a pipa player.
According to Han Ki, time signatures were invented in the Middle Ages.
So think about Gregorian chants and polyphonic motets. They don't really have time signatures. I think it was the 14th century or 15th century that things start to get a little bit too crazy. Then they start to use some kind of regulations to keep things in place. And then that leads to the invention of time signature. And that's when we start to see patterns of 2, patterns of 3, patterns of 4.
Han Ki notes that in some ways, time signatures have come full circle since the 14th century.
But then now in the 20th century or even like late 19th century, it's like, okay, this is too boring. We can start messing around and change time signatures and stuff. So we start to see irregular meters like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we still hear that a lot in jazz music. There was also a term that my professor taught me is called a cloud time, which is basically do whatever you want. There's no limit to beats even, just be free.
Han Ki grew up in Hong Kong, learning the British system of music, though her first instrument was the pipa, a four-stringed musical instrument used in classical Chinese music.
Almost everything I learned as a teenager was from the 50s and 60s. And I was so bored with that. And I basically begged my teachers, like, I want to learn the old stuff.
As a scholar, Han Ki is more interested in earlier Chinese music, especially from before the 20th century.
One of the notation practice that we know is called the Gongsha notation. And what it does is basically telling you, here's this downbeat, here are the beats, here are the beats. There might be 2 of them, there might be 3 of them, there might be 4 of them. That's all we really know, but even so, it is a much more fluid way of understanding time.
Han Ki was one of the featured musicians in an event at the Cedar Cultural Center called Odd Measures Evening. It was organized by Ritika Ganguly, a vocalist, composer, and anthropologist.
My idea was to sort of diversify the way we understand diversity. There are a lot of people in the Twin Cities. They have something to contribute to what we think of as time signature based on people's different listening histories. People have such different trajectories.
Let's look at a different example from Odd Measures, Adrian Nofsinger, a multi-instrumentalist composer who adapted Kafka's short story, The Trial, into a piece for voice, piano, trumpet, violin, and cello. It utilizes a polymeter approach to create the jarring anxiety inherent in the novel. Rebecca Nicholson sings Kafka's bleak last lines. No one but you could gain admittance through this door. This door was intended for you. There's an uneasiness to Nofzinger's score, in part because of the text, but also because not having a repeating beat structure is so different than the majority of music we listen to every day. It can feel very strange, even uncomfortable, to go uneven. This is music to grapple with, to chew over. And yet, despite how different Odd Measures might feel, it's a lens that ultimately allows for a more open-ended approach to appreciating music.
What I really like about this project is that there's so many people from so many different backgrounds who can be invested in it. And at a time when things feel divisive and divided and at odds, no pun intended at all, there are so few things that seem to bring us together.
This is Sheila Regan from KFAI.